I've got a secret. I love my job. Oh, you knew that already. Okay, cool.
Hey everybody, welcome to this here electronic engineering podcast called Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry, brought to you by eejournal.com and written, produced, and hosted by yours truly, Amelia Dalton. Tariq Ahmed from Element 14 joins me a little later on to discuss Element 14's new Spy Nerd Challenge. We chat about the motivations behind the creation of this unique electronic design contest, how you can get involved, and what you can win. But before we bring in Tariq, it's time for, yep, you guessed it, a little news you may have missed. So how many times have you gotten all ready to leave the house to find that your keys are nowhere in sight? And how long did it take to find them? One time, my mom put my keys in her purse. One time, I found my keys in the fridge. Yeah, and we won't even get started with that remote control, right? So what if we could use a robot to find our missing stuff? Well, MIT is on the case. Using RF and visual data from a camera, a group of researchers have created a fully integrated arm that can find and retrieve objects. And yes, it can find those objects even when they're buried under a pile of stuff and fully out of view. So, this new prototype called R-Fusion consists of a robotic arm that has been equipped with a camera that has an RF antenna attached to its gripper. This R-Fusion system actually fuses signals from the antenna and the camera to find the objects. So, how does this R-Fusion work? Well, at the heart of this new system are RFID tags. So the RF fusion first looks for an object by identifying a spherical area where the object is located by bouncing signals off an RFID tag. It then puts that sphere together with the input from the camera. So that's great for knowing a general area for an object, but actually finding the object is something else entirely. And here comes the super cool part. MIT actually trained the RF fusion to use reinforcement learning to train a neural network to optimize the robot's trajectory to the object. And within this reinforcement learning, the algorithm was trained through trial and error with a reward system. A reward system for an algorithm, you say? Why, yes. This optimization algorithm for the R-Fusion was rewarded when it limited the number of moves it had to take to locate the item and the distance it had to travel to pick said object up. Okay, so what happens when the R-Fusion finds your keys? Thank goodness. Well, once the R-Fusion identifies the right spot, its neural network uses the combined visual and RF information to predict how the robotic arm should grasp the object. It also considers the angle of the hand and the width of the gripper, and whether it should remove other items first. And to make sure it has indeed picked up the right object, it also scans the item's tag one last time. So, I hear you loud and clear, my fish frying audience. What kind of success rate are we really talking about here? How good is this robotic system at finding stuff? Actually, pretty great. Even through a rigorous series of testing experiments, which included several different environments, a remote control hidden under a bunch of stuff on a couch, and a keychain buried in a box of clutter, the R-Fusion had a 96% success rate. But if they gave all of the RF measurements and camera data to the reinforcement learning algorithm, the system would have been completely overwhelmed. So instead, using a method similar to how GPS consolidates data from satellites, they summarized the RF measurements and limited the visual data to the area right in front of the robot. So, where is this technology going from here? Well, first, this team of researchers is looking to increase the speed of the system so it can move more smoothly, because currently it does need to stop periodically to take measurements. This team hopes that with the addition of a more smooth movement, the RF fusion could make its way to a warehouse setting or even a manufacturing plant sooner than later. And beyond that, they are also taking a closer look at how this kind of system could be incorporated into future smart homes to assist people with any number of household tasks. And that, my friends, I am all for. So, if you want even more information about MIT's R-Fusion, I've included a couple links below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page, including a video of it in action. All right, it's time to bring in Tariq from Element 14 to give us the goods on the Spy Nerd Challenge. Hi, Tariq. Thank you so much for joining me.
Great to be here.
Excellent. So Element 14 just announced the Spy Nerd Challenge. So first off, before we get into the details, what was the motivation to create this challenge?
Earlier this year, one of our members, Gary Yeo, suggested we do an Ides of March competition. That was back in January. So we were looking for ideas for the September challenge, and we revisited some old ideas members had submitted, and this stuck out, because we hadn't really done a spy-related theme, and that sounded fun. Since it's no longer Ides of March, we gave it a new name, but the theme's the same. Do a project that involves a security or spy-related theme.
Very cool. Now, what kinds of projects do you see community members working on for this challenge?
It could be any type of ENET security-type software project, facial recognition on a trigger, or not-so-serious fun stuff like spy gadgets or sibling detectors, etc. Anything that's cloak and dagger related.
I love that.
For those of you that remember that movie.
So you guys have some fun videos that could help with inspiration for this challenge, right?
Yeah, we've got a mix of previous design challenge projects and also Element 14 Presents YouTube videos. Some projects that we've included as examples are Portal style security camera, HAL security camera, 2001 Space Odyssey, a little sister security system a member came up with based on a drawing that his granddaughter did, an event security and smart camera that looks and snaps photos of guests smiling at faces at gatherings. We've also had some design challenges that dealt specifically around security. And those are all great examples of projects that you can do. We have links to those projects in our contest details.
Excellent. Now, Tariq, what kind of specifications are required for this challenge? This one includes a video element, right?
Yes. So with these Project 14 challenges, we just have four simple requirements. One of them is be original. That could include coming up with a fun or memorable name, sticking to the theme, in this case, spy or security, list the steps, that's schematics, source code or example of listing the steps, and video proof. So, you know, we only require a short video proof that you did it, but a lot of people go above and beyond that. If you have a YouTube worthy spy related project video that you want to do, we certainly encourage you to submit that along with your project.
Very cool. Now, Tariq, what are the prizes like for the Spy Nerd Challenge?
Okay. In addition to shopping cart prizes, we threw in some fun spy-related gadgets that serve as motivation for completing the project. Hopefully, they'll inspire ideas as well. There's an AI RF detector that you can win that uses auto-scan program to cycle through different signal detection programs to figure out if you're being spied on. These include audio bugs, Wi-Fi cameras, IP cameras, GSM bugs, wiretaps, body wires, GSP trackers, phone taps, or other types of surveillance, you know, you might be experiencing in your room. There's a Rabbler noise generator that creates noise that replicates a crowded room's ambient sound, making it hard for microphones or eavesdropping ears to discern what you're saying. And night vision binoculars that are designed for hunting, but can be adapted for other purposes as well. Every spy needs night vision binoculars. So we've included a pair with runner-up prizes that also include shopping carts.
Very cool. Now, Tariq, what kind of timeline are we talking about here for entries?
The contest is going on right now, but it closes on November 16th. So just about a week before Thanksgiving here in the States.
Excellent. All right. Well, Tariq, it's time for your off-the-cuff question. Now, I know you're a Cardinals fan, and they've been on quite a run lately. So what are your chances, you think, for them going all the way this year?
Well, projections would have them, I think, maybe 1% chance of going all the way. Earlier this month, before they went on their 17-game winning streak, they had a 1% chance of making the playoffs, and now it's a 100% chance. So I like our odds.
I love it. Well, we can hope for that 1%. Excellent. Well, Tariq, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And before we go, don't forget to check out my brand new maker-themed monthly fish fry podcast series called Makers Today. In our fourth episode of this series, I chat with Kitty Young from Art by Physicist. Kitty and I chat about the variety of super cool designs she has created as part of her successful Kickstarter campaign, what her work as a creative technologist and senior program manager at The Garage entailed, her passion for quantum computing, and how the worlds of high-tech fashion and quantum computing overlap in her life. Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And don't forget, if you want to follow my personal Twitter account, check out AmeliaD1978. And hey, if LinkedIn is more your thing, sure, I dig it. You can follow me or us on LinkedIn as well. And we have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/EEJournal. It is chock full of all kinds of techie videos, including our very popular Chalk Talk webcast series, hosted by yours truly. And you can subscribe to our EE Journal YouTube channel as well. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Frying page, you can subscribe to this here podcast through Spotify, Podbean, or Apple Podcasts. And remember, if you'd like to further support this podcast, please leave me a review on that podcasting platform of your choice. And 5 stars, please. Also, if you'd like any further information about the stories covered in today's show, just head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Frying page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology or, heck, you just want to chat, shoot me a line at Amelia, that's A-M-E-L-I-A, at eejournal.com, or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of October 8th, 2021, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.